Come listen to me, brave English boys, for now's the time for to lay aside toys. I'll tell you a tale that will baffle your joys, for I am informed there's a terrible noise of invasion. Monsieur, they say, in a fury has swore, he'll over and land on the English shore. Though now 'tis 100 years and more since Spain did pretend on the very same score an invasion. A terrible fleet and army he'll bring. Some say they will surely be here this spring. The Jacobites threaten us too with their king, that he with his valor, alas, poor thing, will invade us. 10,000 dear joys are to be in the van, and they to be sure are terrible men, for they are the same that in Ireland ran from the face of our army, but that's all one, they'll invade us. 1,000 ships, both small and great, must come to do this mighty feat. But hang 'em, they talk at a very mad rate, and none but a Jacobite rogue would prate of invasion. They boast indeed of some great lords, and strut like valiant men in words, but their tongues are as harmless as their swords. And who'd be afraid of a pack of Turks to invade us? When valiant William leads us on, like Mars himself and we his sons, Monsieur must quickly change his tune, and Teague return to his old hone, oh hone, no invasion. When noise of drums and trumpets roar, and English shouts on Gaelic shore, then Louis must never be Le Grand any more, and farewell the charms of sweet Louisdor and invasion. When princes and states shall recover their own, and subjects oppressed shall cease for to moan, then traitors and tyranny all shall go down, and monarch invincible scarce keep his crown from invasion. When liberty, property, all are secure, the people in freedom, the king in just power, then the blessings of peace and religion will shower from above and continue for many an hour from invasion.